position where it's kind of a little too late. That's why we didn't run the two bolts at Lenora this summer, was because of the staffing shortage. And at Wolf Island, they've been having staffing issues. They've actually brought in temporary workers that are making more money than our employees to do those positions, rather than to just give us a little bit of a wage increase to try and retain the people that we have had. They brought these guys in, they're paying them $450 a day, plus hotel, plus accommodations, plus travel, and then plus the agency. So our guys make, as an engineer on the Wolf Island, $32 an hour max. So why would they stay at our job for $32 when they could make 2 to 3 times more in the lakes? Or even for this staffing agency, they're even making way more money. We're not asking for the same amount of money as what they do out there, because they're living out there on the boat for weeks at a time. But we're just asking for them to come up a little bit and be more comparable to the industry, so then at least we can recruit and attract and retain people.